Hey, it's KB, and I have a big announcement for you guys. We will now be doing 2 episodes of Coffee with Kyles per week. The regular Coffee with Kyles will air every Thursday, and every Monday from now on will be Iced Coffee with Kyles. When we can't get our guests local and get warm and fuzzy together, we put them on ice and we drink coffee from afar, but we still do it nonetheless. So please enjoy episode 1 of Iced Coffee with Kyles with the one and only Brian Shulman, one of the originals from LinkedIn Video. Enjoy.
We're Kyle, and welcome to Coffee with Kyles. Cheers.
Cheers.
And today we have with us the one, the only Brian Shulman. What is going on, Brian? Thanks for joining us.
What's up, guys? Yeah, good morning.
Welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for having me.
And real quick, you guys are going to notice a different format here. This is not Coffee with Kyles. Correction, this is Iced Coffee with Kyles. We got our cold ones here, and cheers to that.
Cheers.
So when we can't get you warm and fuzzy and local, we put you on ice, and we do it from afar. But hey, we do it nonetheless. So Brian, first question, right into it. I know you're drinking iced coffee today, but how do you normally take your coffee?
Yeah, it's typically, and it's funny because I'm not actually a huge coffee drinker, but when I do drink it, it's cold and it's sugary.
Nice. Any particular flavors there? I'm sensing some flavor sensations there.
You know, it's interesting because there's a variance across the fam, right? So my kiddos, my monkeys, one of them likes vanilla, one of them likes more of a caramel macchiato on ice. Me, I'm more like the blended iced mocha.
Nice. I'm drinking, the first time I'm drinking it, I took the label off since they're not sponsoring us, but I'm drinking a Mexican cold brew right now. Pretty good. They're kind of sugary, but it's good.
There you go.
Yeah. Same here. No label. may not have a secret sauce on a miniature Mac. Anyway, so let's roll into our second question here. Brian, 2 words. What are you obsessed with right now? Go.
LinkedIn Video.
Of course, I knew you were going to say that.
Of course.
You're the LinkedIn Video champion.
Kyle and Kyle.
Captain Content Creator.
Nice.
So I'll answer that question a couple different ways, right? It could be LinkedIn Video. It could be Kyle and Kyle. It could be LinkedIn Fam.
That's true.
I love it.
So let's dig in there for people that maybe don't know you. I'm sure, like, who doesn't know you? But let's dig in there, like, LinkedIn Video. Tell us about the journey, a little bit of the journey, how you got started, and kind of, you know, how this revolution started taking place for you.
Yeah, for sure. And it's such a funny story, too, because I had gotten invited to the beta program of LinkedIn Video back in June. And Goldie and I were just talking about this over brunch the other day, and she's like, I think you got invited before I did. But the funny thing is, I sat on it for months, because to be honest, I was terrified to get in front of the camera. I do public speaking, which I have no issues with at all. It's a great time to do it, but you always have people in front of you, right? So just like we're doing right now, you're having that conversation. There was something about getting in front of a dot or looking at myself, that was just, it was terrifying. So I sat on it and I sat on it and I sat on it. And then Goldie had called me out for the #5videos campaign that her and Fahad and Mike Morgan had launched. And I had been inspired by the Let's Get Honest campaign that Manu and Michaela and a number of others that had kicked off. But I still sat on it. And so Goldie called me out, and I had video on my phone, and then it disappeared. I did an update on my phone and it disappeared. And I told her that. I'm like, I had it. It was gone. It came back. It was like this weird thing. And she said, okay, do me a favor, hang tight. And within 24 hours, it was lit back up again. And I was literally just getting ready to go on a trip, a business trip. And I had to do not one, but I had to do five videos. And I'm sitting here going, what am I going to talk about? I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to do. And freaked out that I'm going to do one with five videos. So I wound up doing my first video, which was going to always be on the Let's Get Honest. And it was really about me being born a pound and a half that I, you know, fought coming into this world, wasn't supposed to be alive, you know, then got diagnosed with Tourette's and dealing with lots of adversity and bullying and all sorts of stuff growing up as a kid. But I did my first video on that. And then I did my second video from the car at the airport, almost missing my flight. Wow. My third and fourth videos, because I was tied up in meetings and conferences all day, I literally did it from my hotel room at like 11:30 or 12 at night. I even changed, this is how funny it was, I even changed my clothes to do two videos in one night because I knew I wouldn't be able to do it the next day. So I did them both. That's awesome. And then I wound up just posting them the next morning. And then the final one was that Saturday morning, which I did when I got home. So yeah, it was hilarious. It was hilarious. And it's really funny too, to see the progression. 'Cause I had no idea how to do any of this stuff with video. Like I've been taking pictures for years of my monkeys. I mean, I've got like 18,000 pictures on my phone. Right. But video, when it came to this kind of stuff, I had never done this before. So I had called Amy, or I'd messaged Amy on LinkedIn when Goldie called me out. I'm like, Amy Blaschka. And I'm like, Amy, what are you using for your videos? Because I have no idea how to do this stuff. She's like, go, you have clips on your iPhone. Check it out. Here's a link for a tutorial. And she was, as always, super wonderful and helpful. And so you'll see like the progression. I did a handful of videos with clips out of the gates. And I had cool stickers and, you know, you could have the transcribing of the words on the screen and that was all cool. And then I really started to kind of get into it. And, you know, like we are always encouraging and supporting new video creators that are coming on the platform every single day. And those that felt just like I did, where they were like, they were terrified to make their first video. And it's natural, you know, it's natural. But then it becomes this thing where it's, okay, I need to make another one. Because for me, it was getting comfortable with being uncomfortable, right? Because it was really uncomfortable. But then that uncomfortable subsided, and it wound up being this, okay, I'm having fun with this thing. And then I started to getting into the production of it all. And it was just a total fluke because my son was sitting in front of iMovie for a project at school. And I'm like, what is that? And he's a teenager, so, you know, part of him is like, I got to do my project, Dad. You know, yeah. So I'm sitting there wide-eyed looking at what he's doing, trying to figure it out. And then I just downloaded it, started playing with it, and next thing you know, we're almost 70 videos in. So it's been a wild journey. What I will say, though, is, you know, when I got started, there was a lot of hesitancy on my side trying to figure out what am I going to talk about, right? And I think all of us have kind of had that along the way. And the cool thing is that there's been all these awesome hashtags that have been created, right? So, you got it exactly. So that's the cool thing, because that helped kind of take that question out of the head of what am I going to talk about? At least there's a framework, right? Yeah. And then you can just get framework and kind of, you know, just get into whatever it is. So it's a great way to get started is with different hashtag campaigns. And I always recommend that to folks. You know, take a look. There's been a number of awesome posts that people have put out there listing all these great hashtags. So again, it's a great way to get started. And then, you know, then you kind of figure out who you are and what you want to do and what your brand is. And just like you guys did.
Yeah, well, we're still trying to figure out what
yeah,
our brand
we're still
is.
Trying, yeah, we're
but
still
man,
working on that.
You are. I'm just very impressed and much respect to the dedication. I mean, you brought a change of clothes to two videos.
It's crazy.
It's
to
crazy.
Me. So what's?
Well, I was gonna say, just finishing that up real quick. I really resonate with your story because I recall that I had access to LinkedIn video in August. And I wanted to do these campaigns, and I was still, you know, like a dummy, I was still uploading my YouTube videos to LinkedIn as a YouTube link instead of making it native on LinkedIn. So, you know, I wanted to get in, but I was sitting on the sidelines for the exact same reason that you said, is like, I'm kind of scared. Even though I'm making YouTube videos over here, I'm still kind of worried about jumping in. You know, it was just a lot, but I'm glad I did.
Yeah, for sure. And that's, yeah, go ahead, Kyle.
Oh, sorry, man. It's there's a bit of a lag, so I don't know when to jump in. So it resonates with me as well because his just one hashtag is what started hashtag coffee with Kyle's.
Yeah.
But as we were shooting his hashtag just one for his individual brand, I was telling my story of how I got started with just one video. Uh-huh. And it was five videos just like you, because I got challenged with the hashtag five videos challenge by Brian Almeida, and this is the product of that. So it's so funny to me how your story and his story matches, and Brian, your story and my story match, and that's what created our story.
You know what's crazy about that? We're going to look back. So we're all on separate train tracks coming to the same crossing.
Station.
No,
same station.
Station.
Same station.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
And you know what's cool too is like you get this energy and excitement and these endorphins, right? They kind of start pumping through your body when you're doing this stuff. And it was cool because, you know, we talk about all the support and encouragement and the love, incredible amount of love on this platform. And you know, there was so much of that. I know when I was getting started, that I was receiving from folks, you know, I had some incredible supporters out of the gate, you know, and a couple of folks in particular, I mean, Goldie and Dr. Mike Morgan and Fiona and Fahad, were all so incredibly supportive and we all were kind of getting, although Goldie and Fahad were like leaps and beyond, I think they were already on their like 1,000th video at that point. But they were also supportive, and I remember Fiona and I started around the same time too, and I wound up getting the courage to actually start my own hashtag campaign last year, which was around Genuine Hero, and that was all about, which I'm a founding member of and on the board of, and it's really all about honoring those that have had a profound impact in your life, right, in a very positive way. And we've all had people come into our lives, even if it's for just that brief moment, that have made a profound impact on us. And so, you know, sometimes we look at those folks and we go, how can I ever thank somebody like that? Right. Just saying thank you, just saying thank you in itself, you know, that attitude of gratitude, it's incredible what that can do. And so, it was really fun doing that and launching that and just getting so many others involved that had wanted to jump in and be a part of that and just thank all these incredible people in their lives that had you know made a positive impact on them. Super cool stuff. But you know, with LinkedIn video specifically, you know, it's the most incredible thing, guys. I mean, I've been on LinkedIn for a very long time. I actually joined LinkedIn 14 years ago. And it's transformed so much over the years. And it's become this shiny new penny, if you will. And I think LinkedIn video had a lot to do with it. You know, there's been a lot of really amazing creators that have come up and kind of into the light on the platform where otherwise they were just kind of hanging out, you know, they were watching what was going on and then they started talking and they started using their voice and they started creating. And it inspired so many people to start doing the same. And it broke the mold of what LinkedIn was. and created something that I don't think Jeff and Reed ever could have possibly imagined, because it's not only this another way to create, right? Because first it started with publishing, which was closed off to the public, and then they opened it up. And then it was video. And it's funny too, because I had the same thing happen to me when publishing was going on. You know, you had to be the who's who to publish on LinkedIn back in the day, because they closed it off to everybody. And I had gotten an invite one day to publish, and I'm like, yeah, this must be a fluke. I think somebody sent an email to me by accident. And just like video, I just sat on it. I didn't do anything. And then eventually wound up writing a story about the wedding my wife didn't know was going to happen in Hawaii. And with video, it was like that thing. I think when we all get on video, we think, okay, we want to tell a good story, you know, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And there were so many great stories that people were telling and that were inspiring others to do the same. And that's when, you know, Goldie and Fiona and I were thinking about that. We're like, you know what? We should do a campaign to be able to, well, initially it was for those that were creating videos already out of the gates. Let's do a hashtag my first video campaign, just so that we can all laugh at where we got started. Cause we all were just off the charts when we got started, you know. Yeah. If you look at everybody's first video, it's, we're all just sit back and laughing because we've come so far since then. But then the other underlying intention, which was really the meaning of it, was, and there's been a number of sub ones that have popped up from folks, and I love it, which is, hey, if we can inspire folks to make their very first videos, how incredible would that be? Because we know everyone is always like, oh my gosh, I got to do a video. What am I going to talk about? And how do I look? And how do I sound? You know, and they just sit and they wait and they wait and they wait. And then there's an inspiration. And the coolest part about it is the inspiration that I'm finding, it's yes, it's the videos people are making, but even more so, it's the support and the love and encouragement that I think is really lighting a fire under folks to actually do it. Mm-hmm. Because they see that just unabashed love and encouragement that's coming from everyone that are making videos. And it's even not just the people making videos. It's just everyone in general. Yeah. So it is incredible. It is an incredible thing. Yeah, truly.
Man. That resonates with, I think resonates is the best word I can use
I'm just very excited for the future. Yesterday we took part in Quentin Allum's future of LinkedIn stuff that he's working on. So very excited for the future. Yep. It's just like on our minds right now. So the journey where we've been to get to here, like just wow, like where's it going to be tomorrow? Who knows? Mm-hmm. Who knows, but yeah,
it's wild. I think there's a crazy evolution that's taking place, right? And you know, the coolest thing is it continues to evolve. You know, we wind up with cool filters that LinkedIn's created, and now they're beta testing, you know, through SRT with.
Yep. I'm so stoked for that.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think we all are, because for the very reason of a lot of times videos, when they're getting watched, they're looking. Wow,
no, I'm not, dude. I'm stretching. I'm so sorry. I'm yawning and stretching all at once.
Did you do your 100 push-ups today?
I got 30.
Oh, I
got
to do my 100 push-ups still. That's so, right. All right, so you want to switch gears now?
Yeah.
To what do you want to switch to? Caffeinated questions. Let me get caffeinated real quick.
Caffeinated questions.
Okay, I'm not gonna do what I did with Jake Jordan. I need a cheat sheet. Otherwise, I'm gonna get screwed again.
So this is a section where we do a this or that.
Yes.
And you just answer as quickly as you can.
It's easy. Are you ready for the lightning round? I mean, the caffeinated questions.
Caffeinated questions. Yeah, not lightning round.
Caffeinated questions. We need to be more animated when we say caffeinated questions.
I thought we were gonna use the lightning round thing with Jake Jordan every time for it when we edit it in.
I couldn't even find that clip.
Lightning round.
Yes. So we all just got to say the lightning round right now?
We can. Let's just do it.
All right. We're just going to roll with it.
All right.
All right. All right. Ready, Brian? Well, it doesn't matter if you're ready or not. The beach or the mountains?
Say it again.
The beach or the mountains?
Beach.
Which one?
Okay. The Beatles or the Rolling Stones?
Oh, God. You guys are killing me. Beatles or the Rolling Stones? Beatles.
And we made this one really easy for you. Cowboys or the Houston Texans? Can't say neither.
Can't be what?
You can't say neither. The Dallas Cowboys or the Houston Texans?
Yeah, I guess it's not neither.
I'll take it. Surfing or snowboarding?
See, now I grew up skiing on sticks, so I mean it. Yeah.
Skiing, we'll take it.
Skiing. All right. Batman or Superman?
Oh, see, now if you were talking to Quentin, you know what direction that's going to head.
Oh, I do. Yeah. I do.
You know, I'd probably go Superman.
Okay. Golf or tennis?
Tennis. Grew up playing it.
LeBron James or Kobe?
Oh, Kobe, man. I was at his very first game growing up, going to Laker games. Although awesome. I was more grown up at that time. I grew up in the 80s when you had the Dream Team playing. You know, it was oh my God, they were incredible. Kareem and all of them. But yeah, I was at Kobe's very first game, and I remember sitting there going, wow, this kid's going to be incredible. This is the next Jordan, and he's not. He's Kobe.
Yeah, that's right. Basketball or football?
Yeah, basketball.
Okay.
All right, Tim Ferriss, Tony Robbins, or Gary Vee? Which one?
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
I mean, Mike, they're like each in their own lane. How do you even run that?
Which one? First one. First one that pops in your head.
First one? I love Gary Vee's energy, man, so I'm going to go Gary Vee.
All right. Albert Einstein or Elon Musk?
You guys are good. Albert Einstein or Elon Musk? Okay, I'll go Elon Musk.
Good.
And then last one, heads or tails?
Heads or tails. I'll go heads.
All right, good. Nice. Good man. Good man. All right, switch it up now. Final question, and then we'll say goodbye. The espresso shot. Are you ready for an espresso shot?
Let's do it.
We need to down our coffees here.
All right. You don't have to down yours. I'm done.
Go ahead.
All right, sir. So, if you could have coffee with one person in the entire world, dead or alive, who would you have coffee with, and what would you talk about over a pot of coffee?
Wow. Who would I have coffee with, and what would I talk about over a pot of coffee?
That's why it's the espresso shot.
Hey, Brian, punch in the face.
Hold on a second. Okay, got it. You know what? I would say my grandmother, and this is my mom's mom, because she passed away when I was very young, and she was an amazing lady. And I would grow up watching old black and white musicals with her every time we got together. And I think, you know, it would be an incredible thing to be the age I am now, to sit down with her and to be able to have a conversation over a pot of coffee, just talking about her life and growing up the way that she did and the experiences that she had, and to be able to introduce her to her great grandchildren, who she never got to meet, that in itself, to be honest, would be like the most incredible thing, because she was such a special person in my life. Just obviously, as you guys know, my mom is, I would say that. And honestly, like, the conversation part even is what isn't, it wouldn't even be important. It would be if I could just sit there and watch old movies with her again with my kids. That
Oh, absolutely, man. That's such a great answer.
That is a very
I love
awesome
that answer. And send our love to Mama Shulman,
yeah,
please.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely will. I want to leave you guys with one thing real quick here. You know, we're talking a lot about video and the impact that it's having and just the incredible amount of positivity and love and, again, encouragement that's coming out of all this. And, you know, you hear me talk about LinkedIn fam all the time, every single day. And you know, this hashtag LinkedIn fam is all about, it truly is about family. Video has brought us all together in a way that I don't think any of us could ever truly imagine. And I use an analogy lately that I think makes total sense. And it's, you know, we're all in a playground together. We're all in kindergarten and everyone's on different things, right? Kyle's in the monkey bars. The other Kyle's, you know, playing on the slide or whatever. You got, you know, I'm in the dirt. Someone else is doing something else. And there's all these tricycles, these three wheelers that are sitting around the playground, right? And all of a sudden, yeah. Kyle goes to Kyle and says, hey, and you don't know each other. Hey, you want to go ride on those tricycles? And he's like, yeah, let's go do it. And you're like immediately best friends. Like it just, that's it. Because that's kindergarten. You're like.
Did we just become best friends? Yep.
Yep.
You just became best friends.
You ride tricycles?
And, it just is. Like there's no backstory. Yeah. There's no nothing. You know, there's no predisposition. It doesn't matter who you are, what you do. You are just instantly there and it's happening and there's love and support and encouragement and you're together and just doing it. And that is what LinkedIn video is. And that is why I have so much love for LinkedIn video and for all of the people in this incredible family that, because that's what it is for me. Like you guys, everyone that has been a part of this video community, this video family is just that. I mean, your family. And it's the coolest thing to have something like that happen, which I don't think any of us could ever imagine. So, really, really, really cool stuff.
Well, likewise, man, we appreciate everything that you've done for this community. Yeah. Keep being awesome. Keep doing shout out Saturdays. Just keep on keeping on. We love it. And you know, this video is going to go out in multiple platforms. How best can people connect with you? I know how, but tell us how they connect with you the best way.
Yeah, absolutely. So you know how to find me on LinkedIn. It's just linkedin.com/in/Brian Shulman. Send me a personalized invite, please. I have 1,000 invites sitting in my inbox and almost all of them, just people hit the connect button. So send a quick personalized invite, save some time. Yeah. That way, at least I know, you know, why you're reaching out. I love connecting with folks and doing stuff like this in terms of chats with people. So always happy to do it.
Cool. And we're going to end the same way we end every episode of Coffee with Kyle's. Brian, if you want to take the lid off of your coffee and shove that camera right into that cup of coffee, man. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for listening to Coffee with Kyle's this week. For more info or to be a guest on the show, please visit www.coffeewithkyles.com. Until next time, stay caffeinated.